Hallelujah. Peace and joy to all of our brothers and sisters here in Toronto Church. We thank and praise God that this evening we can continue to learn about 2 Thessalonians together with our SSC students. Yesterday, we already spoke about 2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们昨天已经讲过了《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第一章的内容。
And this evening we'll go into chapter 2.
那今天晚上我们要继续讲第二章。
Before we go into the content,
在我们进入主题之前,
One thing that we can be aware about is that in the study of the Bible and theology, many times people would assign different doctrines to the different letters of Paul. For example, when you study the book of Ephesians, many people would put this under the category of, you know, when you want to study about the doctrine of the church, you need to study the book of Ephesians.
就像想要查考以弗所书，我们就会给他，有些人就会给他一个主题，像是查考关于教会的教义的问题。
So when it comes to 2 Thessalonians,
那当我们查帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候,
many people would put this under the category of when you're trying to study the doctrine of last things, right? The doctrine of what will happen right before Jesus comes again.
那大家就有人会给他这个主题，就是末世之前的一些学习。
So if we are interested in this theological topic, like what will happen before Jesus comes again, then this is one of the books we need to study. Yeah.
那如果我们对这末世来之前的一些事情，我们对这个主题很有兴趣的话，那帖撒罗尼迦后书就是我们必须查考的。
So you would study it along with books like Revelation.
我们会跟像是启示录一起查考。
You would also study Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章。
You would also study like probably 2 Peter, right?
或是彼得后书,
right? All of this would fall under the same category to study this doctrine.
那这些经文都是在同样一个主题下面的。 Right.
So yesterday, when we were talking about chapter 1, Paul already briefly mentions about the second coming of Jesus.
那昨天我们在查考帖撒罗尼迦后书一章的时候，保罗有稍微提到末世的来临。
Yesterday, we talked about how when Jesus comes again, that will be when God's ultimate justice will be revealed.
那我们提到说，当主再临的时候，就是那最后的公义的审判来临的时候。Especially
to encourage those who are being persecuted, but also to warn those who are persecuting the church.
这些一方面来鼓励那些在为 为一受逼迫的人，一方面也是警告那些逼迫信徒的人。So
today, when we go into chapter 2, then we start to get into some more concrete details concerning the second coming of Jesus.
那我们在进入第二章的时候，我们就会读到一些比较细节上面的一些关于耶稣再临的事情。And
in particular, I'd like to summarize the first part of this chapter as that we need to be careful about deception before the last days.
那我想要在第一部分，我想要把它总结为末世的欺骗。Let's
turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们现在翻开《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章。2
Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。Let's
read verses 1 and 2.
我们读1到2节。2
Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章1节到2节。
Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you, verse 2, not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. So here you can see Paul is now addressing one of the doctrinal misunderstandings that the church had.
那这里我们可以看到保罗是在提醒着信徒，提到说一些错误的观念。
Right. We know in 1 Thessalonians, Paul had spoken to them a little bit about Jesus' second coming too. Especially chapter
4 and 5.
And perhaps we don't know exactly what happened, but when they either heard some of this teaching or there were other people twisting Paul's words, people started to have a misunderstanding.
我也不知道发生什么事情，但是当 这教会的信徒读这四章跟五章的时候，他们有一些 错误的解读的方式。
Yeah, or maybe other people twisted Paul's words.
或是有人把保罗的话把它曲解了。
And they all thought, or not all of them, but some of them thought that Jesus Christ had already come.
Yeah. 那有些人觉得耶稣基督已经来了。
Right, so Paul is writing now to correct this misunderstanding. But before he corrects them, in verse 2, it's very interesting. He also mentions different ways we can be deceived.
那第二节他有提到说有一些不同的方法可以让信徒会受到迷惑。
Right, verse 2 says that we could be deceived either by spirit or by word or by letter.
而且这里提到有灵或有言语或是有一些书信都可以迷惑人。
So even though this happened to the Thessalonians, this is also something we all need to be aware about today as well.
那这些事情当初发生在帖撒罗尼迦教会身上，在今天也可能发生在我们身上。
Right? Today it's also possible to be deceived. And then these are three very clear sources of deception.
那我们今天有可能受到 欺骗, 就像这里有提到的三种方法。
Right, so by spirit, immediately we probably associate with like a spirit of error or an evil spirit. Right?
那这里讲的有灵可能指的是邪灵。
Right, it's the work of the evil one, right?
就是那, 那些恶者的灵。
Right, and then by word, basically, he's talking about somebody, some human, is preaching something that's incorrect.
那有言语指的就是有一些人 传假的信息。
Right, and it's using their own thinking, their own arguments to prove something, but it's not according to God's will or Scripture.
Right? 这些人用自己的想法，用自己的解释来解释这圣经，并不是从神来的。
And actually, often deception by spirit and deception by word, they go together.
而且很长时候，这灵跟言语的这些欺骗是一起来的。Let's
turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我们现在翻开约翰一书四章。1
John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。1
John chapter 4, verse 1.
第一节。1
John chapter 4, verse 1.
约翰一书四章一节。Says,
"Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Right? So here, John was telling the believers that they have to test the spirits.
这里约翰跟信徒说他们必须要试验那些灵。
And then what does he associate with these spirits?
那这些灵跟什么东西有相关呢?
John immediately says, many false prophets have gone out into the world.
那约翰立刻就接着说，世上有很多假先知也跟着出来了。
So you can see the work and the deception of the Spirit often is through false prophets and their word and preaching.
那所以我们这里可以看到很多欺骗的灵，就是借着假先知的口来传讲。
So perhaps it's not directly from the evil spirit confusing you, but actually it's working through another person. And their eloquent speech, right?
那所以可能邪灵不是自己就跟着人讲话，他可能是借着另外一个人的口来说他的话。
Let's go back to first, the Second Thessalonians. Right?
现在再翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书。
And in chapter 2, verse 2, the third source of deception is by letter. Right?
那第二章二节这里提到第三种欺骗人的就是那书信。
So some of these false teachers would put their thinking and their teachings into writing. Right?
那有些这些 传讲假信息人会用书写的方式把他们的东西写出来。
In fact, in verse 2 it says, Sometimes when they write these letters, it's as if they're pretending they were Paul, right?
甚至这些人还冒保罗的名来写这些书信。
Right, as if they were like Paul, Silas, or Timothy.
假装自己是那些圣徒。
Right, so in those days, because people respected apostles and those workers, sometimes they would just intentionally borrow their name and to forge these letters to the people, yeah.
当时代的信徒都很尊重这些从神来的这些使徒，所以有些人就会假冒这些人的名字来写书信。
Right. And some of these documents actually still remain today, right?
有些这些书信现在都还可以看得见。
For example, there was a book that got kind of popular a little over 10 years ago.
就像是报大概十年前的时候，有一本书信变得非常的有名。
Right, it was called the Da Vinci Code. Right.
叫做达文西的密码。
And in the Da Vinci Code, he mentioned a book called the Book of Judas.
那这达文西密码里
面 the Gospel of Judas
提到一本有一本书叫做犹大的福音。
Right, and even though that wasn't during the Thessalonians' time, but that's just an example of how people might borrow a person's name.To kind of give it more credibility.
虽然这本书不是在帖撒罗尼迦的教会那个时代写的，但是我只是想要举一个例子说，有些人就是会借用圣徒的名字来写他们的书信。
Right, and then the content is about how Jesus and Judas had certain conversations, right?
那本书的内容就是讲犹大跟耶稣之间有一些私密的对话。
And it actually paints Judas in a better light, yeah.
然后让犹大看起来像比较像是一个好人。
But actually, that's not part of the scriptures, right?
但是那并不是圣经的一卷。
So some people were doing similar things. They were forging letters.
那个时候有些人就会冒使徒的名来写书信。
So today, these three sources of deception, still continue to exist. Yeah.
那在今天我们可以看到这三种欺骗信徒的方式都还是在发生。
By spirit, by word, and by letter.
借着灵，借着言语和借着书信。
In fact, I remember one time I was in a church.
我记得有一次我在一个教会。
And I saw a letter posted on the bulletin board.
我看到后面的布告栏有贴着一张公文。
And it was actually just a reminder to the churches that somebody has been created a fake email account to pose as the church. Yeah.
那个公文的内容是在提醒信徒他们发现有人假冒是教会的一个电子邮件的信箱，想要骗人。
Right. So this is still also going on today.
所以我们可以看到今天这样的事情也都还是在发生。
So deception is something that we need to be very very clear about, especially in these last days.
所以在末世的时候，我们要非常注意这些欺骗人的事情。
When Jesus was still on this earth, he was telling his disciples the signs in the end time.
当耶稣还在世的时候，他跟他的门徒来提到末世的一些征兆。
And this is all recorded in Matthew chapter 24.
这些都记载在马太福音24章。
And you can see in this long chapter, definitely about 4 or 5 times he was warning his disciples, be watchful so that you are not deceived. Yeah.
那这里在二十四章，他这里提到很多次，我们要谨慎，要免得有人来迷惑你们。
Right. So how can we tell if something is incorrect? Right.
那我们要怎么知道什么是错的呢？
Let's go back to 1 John chapter 4.
我们再翻回约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章。
Let's read verse 2.
我们看二节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 2.
约翰一书四章二节。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Verse 3.
三节。
And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Verse 4.
四节。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Verse 6.
第六节。
We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Right. Here the Apostle John gives us at least 3 criteria to to help us discern between truth and error.
在这里，约翰给我们至少三点可以帮助我们，分辨是好的还是不好的。
Right. So, the first criteria was to see if the preaching, if the Spirit confesses that Jesus had come in the flesh.
那第一个就是看这灵是不是承认耶稣基督成了肉身来的。
Right. This had to do with some heresies at the time.
这跟当时所传的一些假的福音是有关联的。
Right. And so some people were preaching that God could not come in flesh because flesh is corrupted. How can God take on corruption?
当时有人在传说耶稣是不可能道成肉身来，因为肉身是腐败的。那神怎么可能有一个腐败的身体呢？
Right. So this was one of the first tests to see if it's a spirit of truth. Right?
那这个就是我们要判断这是不是邪灵的用的第一点。
And then in verse 5, these people who were speaking from the spirit of error, they speak as of the world.
那这第五节他有提到这些属世界就会论世界的事。
Right. So the things that they talk about, their hope, the things that they're emphasizing are mostly secular and worldly things.
就是这些灵所注重的，他们所强调的都是属世界的。
Right. For example, some Christian denominations have unfortunately begun to preach what is usually called like a prosperity gospel. Right.
就像有一些基督教派，已经开始在传一些成功的神学。
Right. So you can see that their emphasis is on trying to be successful and wealthy in this world.
你可以看到他们所注重的就是一个人怎么在这个世界上可以有成功的人
生。And there's not really much emphasis on sin and being right with God, like confessing sin and being right with God.
他们已经不再强调着关于悔改，关于跟神之间关系的教义。
Right. A third way we can distinguish is in verse 6.
那第三点是可以从第六节这里看到。
Right? You can see John says, we are of God.
约翰说我们是属神的。
So those who are of God will hear John, right? The workers of God.
那认识神的就会听从使徒所传的福音。
Right? That John is part of this one true church, the apostolic church.
就像约翰是属于这属一真神的教会。
So those who conform to the spirit of truth will be one with this one true church.
所以那正确的灵就会听跟着正确的教会是一样的。
Right? But if they eventually do not want to hear and agree with the church, like John and the workers, then they are not of God.
但是如果这些人或这些灵的后来已经不再听从约翰跟教会的话，那你就知道他们不是属神的。
Right. So in the first few verses of 2 Thessalonians is just a warning for us how there's these three different sources of deception.
那帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章前面的几节就是在跟我们警告说有一些欺骗我们的。
And then 1 John chapter 4 is like an antidote. It can help you to distinguish and discern what is truth.
那约翰一书四章的部分就是教导我们要怎么对抗这些欺骗我们的事情。
Let's now go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们现在再翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
And starting from verse 3, Paul starts to correct this misconception.
那从第三节开始，保罗就开始在矫正这些错误的观念。
Yeah. So let's read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4.
第四节,
who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Okay. So Paul wants to let them know first that before Jesus Christ comes again, there are these certain events that must take place.
那保罗希望信徒知道，在耶稣再临之前，会有一些事情必定发生。
Verse 3 says there first is a falling away. There's a falling away, right?
第三节提到说，就会有人离道反教。
Yeah. So unfortunately, this is talking about some people in the church, in the true church, will depart from this true faith.
这是告诉我们在真教会里面，在末世之前就会有人离开教会。
Right? This is the English word apostasy, right? Comes from this verse. Yeah. Which means you
那这叛教就是指的就是这一节的那内容。
The word apostasy is very close to another word related to certificate of divorce.
那这个字跟 离婚的意思
休书哈，
休书
，yeah，
就是有类似的意思。
Right, it's actually the same root in the original language, right?
在原文是有同样的一个字根。
And so it basically is letting you know that when you depart from the faith, right?
就是告诉我们在我们离道的时候
，it's really like breaking your marriage to God in a way. Right?
就好像我们跟神的婚姻已经结束了。
Right? We have all been betrothed to God, but if we depart for another faith, for another spirit, for another Jesus, then we stir up God's jealousy. We have been unfaithful to this covenant. Right?
原本我们跟耶稣都是有婚姻的关系，但是我们寻从了另外一个神，另外一个假的基督，那我们就就让这个关系破裂了。
Right. So there's going to be, unfortunately, this falling away, this like the spiritual infidelity that will happen in the church.
那这里就提到说，在末世的那日子之前，就会有离道反教这种这样的事情。
Right. And then also it says, the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition.
那这有提到有一个大罪人，就是沉沦之子。
Right. So he also must appear first. Okay?
那这个大罪人在那日子之前就会先出现。
What is this person like?
那这个人是怎么样的呢？
Verse 4 says he will oppose basically God and the church. Right?
那这第四节提到他是抵挡主的。
Right? He exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
很高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜。
So he will exalt himself above all types of religions, but also above the true God too, right?
他把自己高抬，甚至高过神以及世界上其他一切的宗教。
And he will sit as God in the temple of God.
然后他在坐在神的殿里，自称是神。
Right. So, this is a prophecy of what will happen before Jesus comes again.
这是在耶稣再来之前会发生事情的预言。
Now, this type of language was also used in the book of Daniel.
那这是这样子的说法在但以理书也有提到。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 11.
我们看翻开但以理书十一章。
Daniel chapter 11.
但以理书十一章。
31节。Daniel chapter 11, verse 31.
但以理书十一章三十一节
says, "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation." Let's also jump to verse 36.
那我看三十六节
Verse 36.
三十六节
Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god.Shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. Right. So in the book of Daniel, there was also prophecies about a so-called abomination of desolation. Right?
在这个但以理书的时候有提到这个行毁坏可憎的。
Right. And this is talking about a dream that Daniel had concerning this king. And also, you can also associate it with a little horn that he also saw earlier, right?
那这个是但以理做的异梦，他这时候梦到有一个王，还有一个小角。
Yeah, okay. And what is this person going to do? He's in verse 36,He's going to exalt and magnify himself above every god, right?
那在第三十六节，这个王必任意而行，自高自大，超过所有的神。
In verse 31, also he's going to take away the daily sacrifices, right?
那三十一节，他说他要除掉双剑的燔祭。
So according to my understanding, this seems to have been already fulfilled by a person in history, right?
我所知道这个人在历史上已经出现过了。
Right, after the time of Daniel, about 168 BC, there was a king like this who did pretty much these things in the temple of God.
在但以理过世之后，在大概主前168年的时候，有一个王就是做这样的事情。
And so this is a prefiguration of what is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians.
但是其实这个呢，就是在帖撒罗尼迦后书提到这个人的一个预兆。
Right, this is the so-called man of sin or the son of perdition.
这个指的就是以后那个大罪人，就是沉沦之子。
Right, that somebody's going to be very similar and do very similar things.
那有以后会有一个人做非常类似的事情。
Right, and he's going to go against God. Right, so he's going to be a type of antichrist.
他会抵挡主，是一个敌基督的。
So, according to 1 John chapter 2, this man probably will come out of the church as well.
那在约翰一书二章这里提到这个人可能也是从教会出来。
Right, because let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们现在翻开约翰一书二章。
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书二章。
Verse 18 and 19.
18-19节。
1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19.
约翰一书二章十八到十九节。
Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, the Antichrist is coming.Even now, many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. Right? So this is already talking about during John's time,There was already this Antichrist, the work of the Antichrist working.
这已经提到在约翰的年代，那个时候就已经有敌基督的出来工作了。
And these people were originally with John and the church.
那这些敌基督的原本跟约翰一样
都是教会里
面的人。But
they eventually went out.
但是他们后来出去了。
And then so that they could be made manifest, right? And eventually God will punish them.
那他们出去就是显明他们不是属教会。
So if...This happened in the apostolic times. It's very likely that same thing will happen during the time right now, during the time of the True Jesus Church.
那如果在这些事情在当时使徒的时代会发生的话，那今天在真耶稣教会的时代也很有可能会发生。
We could probably combine this verse here with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, talking about the falling away and the appearance of.This son of this man of sin, the son of perdition.
我们可以把这一段约翰一书的经文跟帖撒罗尼迦后书二章一起看，就是我们就知道以后有敌基督，还有那大罪人沉沦之子。
Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们现在再翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
All right, so let's read verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? Verse 6.
六节。
And now you know what is restraining.That he may be revealed in his own time. Verse 7.
第七节。
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Right? So Paul is reminding them that, you know, when he was still with them, he was telling them about these truths.
这里保罗说，当保罗还跟他们在一起的时候，已经有说过这些事情了。
To not be deceived, don't think that Jesus has already come again.
不要被这些人欺骗，不要觉得耶稣已经在了。
But actually, these things are already at work.
但是这些事情都已经发生。
But it's still restrained. There's still not, it's not in its full deception yet.
但是还是被拦阻的。
Until the one who restrains...Right, until it is, you could say, God's will for him to allow the full power of this man to be revealed. Right?
那就等到那个拦阻的被除去，我们也可以说这等神的时候来到，那这个不法人就会完全显露出来。
Yeah, so this perhaps can also be combined with.A verse in Revelation.
这可以跟启示录的一个经节一起对照来看。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
我们看启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Let's read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 7.
启示录二十章第七节。
It says, Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, verse 8,
第八节。
And will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. Right? So in Revelation, there's also a prophecy kind of similar where the devil, Satan, originally was bound in chains, right? He was restrained.
这启示录有一个预言，它提到说撒旦原本是被捆绑着的。
Right, this is recorded in verse 2.
那第二节，他这里提到撒旦被捆绑。
And he's bound for 1,000 years.
那他被捆绑一千年。
This 1,000 years is not to be taken literally.
那这一千年并不是字面上的一千年。
But my understanding is that this is referring to a pre-appointed time that God has in mind where the non-Jews, Gentiles, can come into the salvation of Jesus Christ.
我的理解是这一千年指的是神预定的一个时间让犹太人以及后来非犹太人的人可以进入这救恩里面。
But when that time is up,
right, 但这时间到的时候
then it's expired and Satan will be released from his prison and he's going to go out to deceive.
那这时间到的时候撒旦就会从监牢里被释放然后他要出来迷惑地上的人。
And then to gather people for this battle.
那他就会叫人聚集征战。
So this perhaps also can be combined with what we just read in 2 Thessalonians.
那这个可能可以跟我们刚才所读帖撒罗尼迦后书的地方一起看。
This gathering of people for battle can be associated withThe falling away, right, and the rising of this man of sin. Yeah.
那这个聚集征战可能跟这个大罪人以及人离道叛教有关系。
Right. So of course, all of this requires more study. Yeah.
那当然，我这些都还需要更多的查考。
And it's a very, you can say, it's very sometimes it's still unclear. Yeah.
就是一个比较奥秘的一个话题。
But we continue to do our part in study and pray for God to allow us to understand more and more.
那我们就只能继续跟神祷告，求神让我们理解更多。
Let's now go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们再翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书二章。
Let's now read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Verse 8. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9.
第九节。
The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Right? This is, we already talked about. Right?
这个我们刚才已经提过了。
Right. Let's go into verse 10.
我们看第十节。
And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth,that they might be saved. Verse 11.
十一节。
And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie. Verse 12.
十二节。
That they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Okay. When we go to these verse 10 through 12, this is actually talking about who are the type of people who are more susceptible to deception.
那十节跟十二节这里提到有一种人他特别容易受到欺骗。
Right, so verse 10, it says that the first type is, well, those among those who perish or who are perishing.
这里提到那些沉沦的人身上。
Okay, so how can you tell if we are among those who are perishing? Yeah.
我们怎么能知道哪些人是沉沦的人呢？
Right, because originally we all are in this church, but somehow some people are deceived, right?
因为原本所有人都是在这教会里面的，但是不知道什么时候开始有的人沉沦了。
Right, and if we go to John chapter 8,
我们如果看约翰福音八章
，Right, let's go to John chapter 8.
我们看约翰福音八章。
This was a conversation that Jesus had with the Pharisees.
那这里记载了耶稣跟法利赛人之间的一个对话。
Right, and he was actually telling the Pharisees that they are not able to listen to his words.
这耶稣告诉法利赛人他们没有办法听他的话。
Right, because they have a different father.
因为他们有一个不同的父。
At first, Jesus doesn't say who this father is.
一开始耶稣没有说这个父是谁。
But eventually he just tells it right out.
后来他就告诉他们。
He says, you are of the devil.
他直接就跟法利赛说你们是属魔鬼的。
So let's read John chapter 8 verse 43.
我们看约翰福音八章四十三节。
John 8:43.
约翰福音八章四十三节。
Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Verse 44.
四十四节。
You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Okay, let's also jump to verse 47.
我们再看四十七节。
Verse 47, he who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Okay? So one way to kind of test ourselves is to see if we are willing and able to listen to God's words.
那如果我们要想要自己测验自己的话，我们可以自己看看我们愿不愿意听神的话。
Right? Listening on the surface seems to be something very trivial, right? Oh, we're all here listening. Yeah.
我指的不是表面上来教会听神的道理，就坐在这里听到。
But actually, sometimes when people come to the church, they may not want to listen. Yeah.
有些人来到教会，他其实不想要听。
Some people may like to linger in the fellowship hall, right?
有人喜欢就留在外面呢餐厅的地方。
Some people after a long time maybe don't even want to come to the church, right?
有些人过了一段时间就根本不想来教会
聚会。So if there's a moment in time where for some reason you start to not want to attend services, you don't want to listen to the word of God, right?
如果你自己发现你过一段时间自己都不想要来教会聚会，
then we have to be careful.
那我们就要很小心。
Because maybe slowly our father is becoming the evil one. Right?
那我们要很小心，因为我们的父已经可能变成了魔鬼了。
Right? And then therefore we will also perish along with the devil. Right?
那我们就会跟魔鬼一起沉沦。
Right? So the perishing ones, it's not easy to tell, but this might be one way, right?
要怎么辨别这些沉沦的人其实不是很容易，不过这是其中一种方法。
Yeah, so actually this is tied to the second type of person who's more easily deceived.
那后面还要提到第二种很容易被欺骗的。
Right, if you go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10,
我们如果翻回帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十节。
Right, the second type of person is they did not receive the love of the truth.
这些人不领受爱真理的心。
Right? In order for us not to be deceived, we have to grow to love truth. Yeah.
如果我们不想要受欺骗，我们就要有一个爱真理的心。
Right? These people, they heard the truth. They were exposed to the truth.
这些人他们听到了真理。
But they did not receive, they didn't want to receive it. They didn't want to love what they had been given. Yeah.
但是他们心里不想领受。
Right? So therefore, they started to reject it, and then therefore, probably stop wanting to come to listen to the truth and the services, right?
他们的心里就会拒绝真理，然后渐渐的就不想来听道理了。
Right. So this is also something we have to examine within ourselves.
这个是我们需要自己查考。
We have all heard the truth here in the True Jesus Church.
我们在耶稣教会里面都听到了真理。
First of all, do we agree and believe wholeheartedly in the truth that we have received?
我们首先必须看我们是不是真的全心全意愿意接受我们所领受的道理。
Right. Or is there because of certain doubts we start to, that doubt grows and then we start to reject the truth and reject the church.
还是我们心里可能有一些疑惑，然后让我们渐渐的就反对开始拒绝教会的真理。
If we don't get that resolved quickly, we will be very easily deceived by something else. Right?
如果我们不很快的把这个疑惑给它解决的话，我们很容易的受到其他事情欺
骗。 So I think a decent test to see if we really understand the truth is also to check our view of the True Jesus Church. Right?
那我觉得有一个很容易的方法可以自己审查，就是我们可以思考一下我们对真耶稣教会的看法是怎么样。
Right? Because we know that in the Bible it's very clear there's only one true church.
我们知道圣经里面非常的清楚提到这只有一个真教会。
Hey, when you are familiar with all other teachings like Holy Spirit, baptism, very naturally you also can come to the conclusion There's one church. There's only one true church, right?
那我们如果理解关于圣灵、关于洗礼这方面的道理，那我们很容易的可以接受只有一个真教会这样的真理。
Right? And because there's only one body, there's only one faith, there's only one spirit and one baptism, right?
因为只有一个身体，只有一个灵，只有一个洗礼。
Right. But if for some reason our view of the true Jesus church, we don't feel this is the one true church of salvation. Right?
但是如果我们心里觉得这个教会已经不是得救的真教会了。
Right?Perhaps it's because there's other aspects of the doctrines that we're not clear with.
那可能是我们对真理的一些教义上面有不明白。
Maybe we have other thoughts concerning baptism. Maybe we think other baptisms are fine too.
可能我们对洗礼有一些错误的观念，可能我们觉得外面的洗礼也是有功效的。
Or even to the point where we feel that other religions also bring people to God.
或者我们觉得其他的教派也可以领人归主。
Right, so of course, if you have those type of concepts, you won't have the conclusion that True Jesus Church is the one church of salvation.
当然，如果你有这样的想法的话，你自然就不会觉得真耶稣教会是唯一的。
So this is I think, a decent check to see, like, do we really understand truth and do we love the truth that we have received?
那对我来说，这是一个非常好可以测验自己的方式，我们是不是真的领受了真理。
Let's also go back to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12.
我们现在再翻回《帖撒罗尼迦后书》二章十二节。
Right, verse 11 says that they, you know, have this strong delusion and they continue to believe in a lie.
十一节这里提到他有一个生发错误的心，他们就会继续信从虚谎。
And verse 12, it tells us it's because they take pleasures in unrighteousness.
那十二节是因为他们这些人是喜爱不义的。
Right, so this pleasures in unrighteousness has a sense of like they enjoy sinful pleasures, sensuality, right?
那这里提到喜爱不义的，指的就是他们喜欢一些属世情欲上的事情。
Right? So for those who love these things, right?
喜欢这些事情的人。
And you are unwilling to submit to truth, to discipline ourselves and control ourselves.
那你不愿意控制自己顺从真理的。
Then it's also very easy to be persuaded by something else. Right?
那这些人很容易就会受到其他事情。
Right? Once there's another saying or teaching that is more, you say, more open to those type of behaviors, then maybe we just go and receive that. Right?
那当这些人听到一些可能比较开放的想法，那可能他们就会信从那部分的想法。
Right. So this evening, we will conclude our study here, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Right?
那今天晚上我们就学习二章第一节到第十二节。
Right. Let's be aware of different sources of deception.
Right? 我们要非常小心的各种方面上的欺骗。
Right. And let's also be clear of certain events that will happen before Jesus comes again.
我们要特别注意那些耶稣再临之前的一些征兆。
Right. And then finally, let us examine ourselves. Are we one that is more susceptible to be deluded?
那最后我们也要自己省察，我们是不是那些容易受欺骗的人。
Truly, this is a prophecy. But we truly hope that, of course, all of us can continue to remain steadfast in the faith.
Yeah. 我们知道这一段其实是一个预言，但是我们希望在座的各位都可以继续在主里面。
So let us pray for one another and to be rooted in the truth.
Yeah. 那我们现在为其他人祷告，然后让我们都可以在主里面扎根。
Yeah. Let's now conclude with a hymn number 87.
我们现在唱诗八十七首。
Hymn number 87.
唱诗八十七首。
Let's sing the first and last verse.
我们唱第一到跟第三节。
There's a great day coming, a great day coming, there's a great day coming by and by.And the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for the day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Last verse. There's a sad day coming, A sad day coming, there's a sad day coming by and by. When the sinner shall hear his doom depart, I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Thank God. Please be seated.
Now
we'll conclude with a prayer together.